Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. Purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for listening today. Out of This World Radio is one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area, and now we have a large worldwide audience, and I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support. From 2 to 2:30 p.m. today, to the right of me here, for those seeing us on YouTube, my sweetheart, Michiko Hayashi, the Moto Peace Project, is here all the way from Japan to talk about her wonderful healing sessions that she'll be doing all different kinds of places. She'll be with me tomorrow in Ocean Shores, Washington, as well as in Bellingham at the Unity Church on Sunday, August 25th, and then again on Monday, August 26th. Then on Tuesday, August 27th, we'll be giving presentations in Kalispell, Montana, and then again at the UFO Fest in Olympia, Washington. For information on any of these events, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Then after Mitzi's presentation from 2:30 to 3, I'll be inviting Zora and Billy Woodward from the Hollow Earth, who are always interesting from 2:30 to 3. This will be followed by more messages from Jason Armstrong in Vancouver, Canada, where Jason will be channeling messages from Adam and Telos in the Hollow Earth from 3 to 3:30 p.m. And finally, the final segment of the program will be on my next spiritual trip to Peru. That'll be in January. That'll be the end of the hour from 3:30 to 4. I want to thank Corey and Saul and Kirkland for their wonderful support, and especially thank them for their recent generous contribution for a new library for the Hopi Indians in Arizona. I'd also like to thank my wonderful friends Marion Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma in London, England, Jan Eric and Emma Louise in Norway, and everyone around the world who's helped me raise consciousness and make this world a better place. I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show. We're also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers, and if you'd like to support the show, please go to our website at www.outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Out of This World Radio is a nonprofit program, and your support is really appreciated. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website, providing many years of wonderful support for my program, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, who I know are listening today, my angelic and earthly family, and of course Eric at KKNW, without whose help this program would not be possible. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I can teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me on my cell at 509-750-9793. I also want to thank the Yelm, Washington Public Library that has just donated 200 children's books for the new Hopi Library. If you'd like to donate books or donations to buy books or computers to the new Hopi Library, I know that they'll be really appreciated by the Hopi, beautiful Hopi Native Americans. Just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Another issue, of course, for both the Hopi and Navajo Indians in Arizona is their clean water. For many decades, both the Hopi and Navajo have been drinking carcinogenic, arsenic-flavored water, which is really not great for the health. It causes cancer and decreases their longevity. But they're getting help thanks to the Seattle-based Clean Water Foundation, Martha Chowdhury of the Natural Choice Network, and myself. We've all been raising money for that. And I especially want to thank Teresa from Idaho for her wonderful $30,000 contribution last year for clean water filters for the Hopi. For only $125, a new clean water can be purchased for either the Hopi or the Navajo, so they can have clean water without arsenic or radiation for many years. If you'd like to donate, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And quickly, next month I'll be going back to Mount Shasta again from September 5th to the 11th. Mount Shasta is one of the world's most spiritual places. The cost is only $200 per person and includes free camping. It's a very special and magical place where miracle healings do occur. Last September, when I was there, they healed my eyesight. For many years, I had blurry, farsighted vision in my right eye, 20/50 vision. And while I was there, Adama, the high priest of Telos, came in and healed both of my eyesight. So now I have crystal clear vision in both eyes, 20/10 vision. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. There are a few places left, but so if you're interested, please contact me as soon as possible. Finally, I wanted to tell everyone about some upcoming events. Tomorrow, on Saturday, August 24th, I'll be giving readings at the Ocean Shore Psychic Fair. My sweetheart, Michiko Hayashi, will be with me, and she will also be giving her wonderful Haro water healing sessions. If you'd like a session, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Then on Saturday, September 14th, I'll be hosting my own Galactic Wisdom Fair at 9101 Stillicum Road in Olympia, Washington. The fair will be featuring Tom Palladino's wonderful scalar energy healing. The event is free, and for those who come, they'll all be giving a free 30-day treatments of his wonderful scalar energy healing program. I've tried it myself, and he's very successful in helping people, and it's free besides. If you'd like to come, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I hope you can come. Also, finally, today, tomorrow, and on Sunday, August 25th, there's a wonderful Tree of Life festival in Tenino, Washington, just south of Olympia. They'll be including a free 30-minute crystal energy healing session for those who come. If you're interested, please call their phone number at 360-264-5110. That's 360-264-5110. And with that, I'd like to welcome Michiko to my program. How are you doing today, Michi?
Good, thank you.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, good. Tell us a little bit about your background. You were Dr. Moto's assistant for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about that and also what you're doing now.
All right, thank you. I started working for Dr. Moto as a personal administrative personal assistant in March 2004 until he passed away on the 17th of October of 2014.
Right.
So I worked with him, right beside him, for 10 years and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And while he was still alive, he started his project called Emoto Peace Project,
mm-hmm.
which he announced at the United Nations
mm-hmm.
In May of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to educate all children on Earth to learn and learn about water and love and gratitude, how beautiful a loving gratitude is, and how water absorbs our consciousness and it's deeply connected with our consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It also, it shows how law of attraction works because everything is vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And water shows the vibration, whether it's positive or negative, beautiful or ugly, in the form of crystals.
Water crystals.
Water crystals.
Right, right.
And when we are directing positive and beautiful thoughts and consciousness, water creates beautiful crystals. And because it's vibration, hado, that comes back to that person and affects the environment also.
Now, I want to mention this and then go on to your hado healing sessions.
Okay.
Dr. Moto took a bottle of radioactive water back in the 90s from a nuclear power plant in Japan,
uh-huh.
and he wrote the words love and gratitude and then put a beautiful water crystal from love and gratitude on the bottle. Tell everybody who's listening today what happened after that.
Okay, this is also the words love and gratitude. Every word has its own vibration, and love and gratitude, as the water shows such beautiful crystals, mm-hmm. it has such beautiful and healing energy. Dr. Moto used to say that love and gratitude is immunity, boosts up the immunity. So that's why he put love and gratitude, the words love and gratitude in Japanese, mm-hmm. and water crystal picture, water crystal from love and gratitude to that radiated the nuclear water.
Yeah.
And what happened after 48 hours was that when we took the picture of water crystal 48 hours beforehand, then it was kind of destructive, did not form any crystal mm-hmm. at all. So the energy was really, really negative and bad.
Sure.
But after 48 hours, it created beautiful crystal from the same water that shows how love and gratitude can change the water for the better.
Yeah, and actually, the important thing too was that the radiation was gone.
Yeah,
It was completely gone.
Energetically.
Yeah, energetically, it was completely gone. So there's a lot of good lessons here. Now, Dr. Emoto took that one step further, and he treated something like 10,000 people with his special Hato vibrational machine.
Yeah, that was before he started to take water crystals.
I see.
He knew he treated more than 10,000 people with Hato machine, vibrational machine, and water.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was he treated these people, discovering what the root cause of the problems that clients had, and made the water to neutralize such negative information that or vibration that they had, that was the cause of the root, cause of the problem. A lot of times we have the negative emotions that comes from our subconscious mind. That
sure.
means karmic thing, genetic thing, and karmic thing. But what Dr. Emoto did was he healed those people with water. At that time, he knew that everything was vibration and that water had memory and carried information.
Now, for those of you who'd like a Hato session, a diagnostic Hato healing session with Michi, it's possible to get one in Ocean Shores tomorrow on Saturday, August 24th from 10 a.m. to, I think, about 5 or 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. I can also do the demonstration of the Hato machine who are interested in the machine itself
absolutely.
Also.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you're doing it again on Sunday, August
25th
in Bellingham?
Yes. Unity Spiritual Center in Bellingham.
Right. And then you're doing it again on Monday, August 26th?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then again in Kalispell,
Montana. On the 27th?
27th, Tuesday.
Tuesday. Between... I think it's 5:30 to 7:30 is the presentation on message from water.
But then, after that. And if you'd like a session, please send us an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com.
And I would like to say that for those who are going to take my Hato sessions, please send me the information on what kind of problem they have. And it's always the best when they focus on one or two problems.
Now, you have a special machine with you. It's
updated.
Not, it's an updated machine with the latest technology, and it's very, very
powerful.
Accurate.
Very, it's
very,
very
powerful. I saw an example of how Hato can help people a year ago at my conference in Olympia. Mm-hmm. And I'll share the story.
Okay.
It was a lady, nice lady, who in her late 60s, and it was like 30 years or 20 or 30 years since she talked to her daughter last.
Mm-hmm.
And she was getting older and she was real sad. She said, oh, I'd love to get in touch with my daughter again. The last time we spoke was many years ago and we fought at the time.
Right.
But I'm getting older and this is ridiculous. I'd like to get good relations. So then you, Michi, and Shiichiro Yoshinuchi, programmed water for her. She put her hand on the electronic pad. The machine programmed the water. That you also gave her a reading going back seven lifetimes.
The past life and also genetic information.
And genetic information as well as why this was happening. And then you programmed water to heal relations between the mom and her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she drank the water. And then 2 days later, I get a call from her saying that her daughter had just called her.
Yeah, that happens.
And they've been friends. Been getting along great ever since. I mean that's the power of it, and far better than anything else.
A lot of times people who have allergies,
right.
like allergic to pollen,
right.
they would come and just immediately after they drink their personalized water, the allergy is gone.
Right.
And it works.
Right. Absolutely.
Sometimes people who do not believe in water, then they make their own blockage.
Right.
So,
Right.
It's a belief system also.
You know, we can't go much further, my friends, before playing a beautiful Japanese water song.
Oh, okay.
So I'd like to play that now briefly, Eric, just a minute or so, and then we'll come back to Michi here.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk some more. Thank you, Eric.
Tani Hikari
Thank you, Eric, so much. Always doing a great job for me. I really appreciate you, Eric. That's a beautiful Japanese water song written for Dr. Moto. And I'd like to follow this with just a minute or so of a ocean water spirit. I think I sent that to you, Eric, earlier. I hope you got it okay there. yeah, just for a minute or two. This is the artist's name is Sayama. And my good friend Conrad of Koha Publishing in Munich, Germany, wanted to play this for them today. It's beautiful water music. It's in my Facebook post. And if you look at my Facebook post under Out of This World Radio, you'll see the link there. And I urge you to please check this out. But we're just going to play just a minute or two of that, of this beautiful water music that just came out. Thank you, Eric, so much for playing that segment. It's beautiful music. And if you look at my Facebook post under Out of This World Radio, you'll find the link where you can play it more and purchase it if you like.
So beautiful.
So beautiful.
So healing.
Very healing.
People can listen to this when they want to meditate because it's really healing. It works so
absolutely.
Well. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, peace in mind.
You'll be around giving these diagnostic sessions for people. And if people miss her, you can always fly to Tokyo to see her there, but it's a bit more expensive, and it's what, 10-12 hour flight?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it takes a while to get there, believe me. Michi, tell us a little bit about your schedule.
All right, I will be at Ocean Shore with Ted Yu, maybe,
tomorrow
on Saturday, and 25th, Sunday, at Unity Spiritual Center in Bellingham, and on Monday, also at the same place in Bellingham. Tuesday, we're going to Montana.
Right.
There, between 5:30 and 7:30, my presentation at Love's Intelligence Center. And they can contact at Stacy at 630-48-7874. And after 7:30, I will be giving the huddle session to each individual. 27th, at the same place, on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., and 28th, in the same place, on Wednesday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. 29th, the same place in Montana, Kalispell, Montana. That's Thursday, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. On August 30th, Friday, Ted and I will be in at UFO Fest. It's called Earth UFO Fest this time.
Right.
And it will be held at Thurston County
Fairgrounds
in Olympia.
Right.
Okay, I will be giving my presentation at that time between 5 and 6. And I think that's for children, I think. And I will be giving the children's books.
Right, you'll be giving the children's books. And then I'll be giving a presentation from 4 to 5 p.m. that afternoon on my new book, Messages from the Masters. I am also writing a spiritual book now on how to contact angels and the galactic benevolent extraterrestrials as well. I want to thank Diana in Germany for her wonderful support of the book, but it's going to be coming out in the next couple of months. It'll be released in Germany in both German and in English, but I'll let you know more details when it comes out.
Okay,
Tell us, you know, this is very advanced, and one thing that I found was fascinating through your work, you're able to go back 7 different lifetimes for people to explain what's if a person, for example, is depressed now, you'll go back to a previous lifetime where the depression comes from, and then you'll try to help diagnose and help that person with that depression going back.
These days, that the medical Western medical doctors are saying that they can heal those people with medicine, but it's not really complete healing. It's just to stop the symptoms.
Right. It's third-dimensional healing, and you go into
exactly.
the fifth dimension.
And there's always a reason why we have the problem, such like depression or cancer. There's always a reason, and we have to find it. And then a lot of times, Dr. Emoto discovered, and also Yoshi discovered, and also our coworkers who are doing these huddle sessions to individuals discovered that we carry on our negative emotions that come from our past genes, DNAs, and also like toxins that are around us. I mean, collectively on this earth, there are a lot of negative energies that we have to heal and that are affecting when our emotions are negative, like angry or sad, lonely, then we're resonating with those negative toxins.
If someone, for example, is depressed and the root cause of that is perhaps a previous life where they had depression as well, they carried it into this life, never was healed in the previous life. And no matter how many drugs you take, it's not going to help. It just addresses the symptoms but not the root cause.
I was in Tokyo in my office, and there was a scientist who came with his son and I gave them the huddle session real briefly, and we discovered that the scientist had energetic problem with a spleen.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
And then he said, oh, my father had the same problem, physical problem.
Sure.
And I said, well, I will make you the water. And then he said, would you mind doing the session for my son also? So I did it for his son. He had the same problem. So I said, clearly this is genetic.
Yeah.
So we have to heal it.
Yeah.
So things like that we can do with water.
You know, the planet is shifting into the fifth dimension. And once the process is completed where the planet shifts into the fifth dimension, I think our medical doctors will welcome your treatment.
I think so.
Your kind of diagnostic treatment.
And we can prevent any diseases. No one wants to get sick.
No one wants to get
sick. No. We want to stay healthy and happy. And that's something that Haddo machine can help. We can help. And we have this small Haddo machine that is available for every family if they want.
Right.
So they can make their own water every day.
Wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Tell us this. Have you taken the Haddo treatments yourself? And what kinds of things have you used it for?
I do. Sometimes when I'm kind of feeling my energy is low, then I make my own water. Then at that time, what I realize is I feel very calm.
Mm-hmm.
That means my emotions were negative.
Mm-hmm.
So that would calm me. And that's something that I realized. Also, with this Haddo machine, the small mini for the family use, they have 30 different menus. 90% of the people want to make money abundance. And they keep
making.
That's
a concern, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
We do
but
that
too. It's more than just financial abundance, because the expansion is spiritual abundance, love abundance. I mean, there's lots of different ways you can tailor the abundance.
Right.
So.
You can adjust all your chakras also with that.
Right.
There are so many things that you can do.
Yeah.
Like if you have the jet lag, you can just make the water for you. Or if you have any problem, you can use that.
There's one thing, though, with the Haddo machines, and I've tried it, but it doesn't work, and that's to try to cure curly hair. It doesn't seem to do anything with curly hair. So
well, you look good with that curly
hair. Yeah, I have to tell you that it doesn't cure everything.
You don't have to heal that.
Yeah. Well, we've got about 7 minutes or so left. And in that time, could you give a couple more examples of how the Haddo machines have been able to help people?
Okay. I was remotely, I was healing. I was helping my friend who lives in Australia.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You told me
he had a cancer.
Right.
And it was really severe. Stage 4. So he had the really severe pain at that time. He was supposed to come to Tokyo in about 1 month. So he said that the only thing I'm focusing is to be able to come to Tokyo to take this Hado instructor school that we have in May and October. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, can I help you with your permission remotely? Mm-hmm. And he said, yes, please, he said. So I said, please send me your photograph. Mm-hmm. Then I will do your healing remotely.
Mm-hmm.
So I did it with his cancer. Mm-hmm. And of course, he tried to change his attitude. He changed. He became vegetarian.
Uh-huh.
He did so many, everything he could to heal himself also.
Wow.
So we were resonating so that he would be well.
Sure.
Now, I did Hado session for him remotely, like 2 weeks, I think, mm-hmm. 2-3 weeks from here in the U.S. and from Tokyo also.
Mm-hmm.
Then a couple of days before he left Australia to Japan, he contacted me and he said, I am free from cancer.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
It's gone now.
That's amazing. What a beautiful story.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this, I think you said he was stage 4 cancer?
Yeah.
Okay, so the doctors basically had given up hope on it.
He stopped. What he did was he stopped using the medicine.
I see. Did he go through chemotherapy?
He did not do the chemotherapy, but mm-hmm. he had the Western medicine that he was supposed to take.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, I'm going to stop taking it, he said.
Okay.
So I said, it's your decision, your choice. If you feel that's good for you, you listen to your heart and do what you think is right. So he said, I'm going to stop it. And I said, I will help.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
So
well, there's nothing better than success.
I know.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel really happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you're able to help people, when you see people healed and became well, then you feel just so happy by doing this.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know medical doctors here in the United States and other Western countries are well-meaning when they tell someone, for example, they've only got 3 days, 3 minutes, or 3 months to live.
And also when you are really having a severe pain, you want to stop it.
Right.
Can help you.
But you have to be careful because words are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And if a doctor tells you you're only going to live 3 months, many times people will they'll only live 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, because your belief system can stop.
The words of doctors, medical doctors are really powerful.
Yeah.
Affects people.
Well, you know, the miracle healing that I experienced at Mount Shasta with Adama's help mm-hmm. last September. That cannot be explained by traditional third-dimensional medicine. Cannot be explained.
No.
That was done in the fifth dimension. And Adama came to me one night in a dream, and he said, Ted, you can see crystal clear spiritually now. How would you like to see physically crystal clear? And I said, I'd love it.
Oh.
So then I woke up. He did the healing. It was in dream state. I woke up the next morning. I got out of my tent. We were camped up at Mount Shasta, and I said, wait a minute. All the trees are crystal clear. And I kept pinching myself. Am I dreaming? What is this? Is this for real? And then I ran into my friend Jason, who will be coming on at 3 o'clock today, Seattle time. And Adama had also healed his eyes too.
Mm-hmm.
Jason had worn glasses for 25 years, and after healing, he threw the glasses away.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. So it's miracle healings do occur there. There was another lady named Tammy Chapin.
Mm-hmm.
You know Tammy?
Mm-hmm.
She had come to Mount Shasta in 2017. For decades, she had been crippled.
Yeah.
She had to use a cane and a wheelchair to get around. And she was sleeping in her van one night when the Sasquatch, she said, came around her van, surrounded her about 2:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked her whether she wanted a healing. And she said, yes, I'd love a healing. And so then she was beamed aboard a hovering spacecraft from the Hollow Earth. She was given a new set of legs. I'm not making any of this up. It's a true story.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to talk to Tammy, I can put you in touch with her, of course, with her permission. And they put her back in her van. She woke up the next morning. And when I saw her, she was running around the campsite yelling, they healed me. They healed
mm-hmm.
me. And I first thought she was on drugs. I don't allow drugs on my trips. So I went up to her. I said, calm down. What's wrong? She said, nothing's wrong. They healed me. And I said, what do you mean by they healed you? She said, well, they gave me a new set of legs, and I don't need these crutches, and I don't need a wheelchair anymore.
Yeah, I saw that.
And so she's been healed ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And she's actually coming back again next month.
Next month.
Yeah, she's a wonderful lady. So if you'd like to talk to her and meet her, please come on my trip to Mount Shasta September 5th mm-hmm. through the 11th. One thing, caveat, I should tell you have to be cleared by the Telosians to come. It's not a not a tourist trip in the sense that it's not a sightseeing trip. It's a trip for spiritual advancement and healing.
It's a very sacred place for indigenous people too. So we really have to respect that.
You have to respect that and also be of the highest vibration.
Exactly.
But usually on the phone, I can ask the Talosians. Most people, they welcome to come.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But if you do have any kind of negativity, they don't want you there.
Right.
You know, they want you to leave your if you are negative, please leave your negativity at home. It's not appropriate.
Right.
Not appropriate there. Mitchie, we've got about a minute left before I go
okay.
on to my next guest,
well,
but go ahead and wrap
thank
up.
You. I would like
website.
To just, my website is www.emoto peaceproject.net.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
And I just one thing that I would like to tell everyone is to be very kind. Please be very kind and very compassionate and loving and giving, because when we are giving, then the energy that we are emitting becomes very beautiful, and that's because we are magnet.
Yeah.
So everything you are, what you are, what you do, and what you say comes back to you.
Right, exactly. You resonate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you reap what you sow. Okay. Well, Mitchie, thank you so much for coming on
today.
Sure,
thank
you
for having me. Sure.
Her website again is www.emoto peaceproject.net. And if you're interested in having a diagnostic auto session with her, please email me at outoftheisworld1150@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Mitchie. My next guest is Billy Woodard from the Hollow Earth. Billy will be channeling his father, Zora, from the Hollow Earth. And I'm always so happy to have Billy on my show. Billy, how are you doing today?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, good to talk to you, Billy. My goodness, there's a lot of things happening right now on the planet.
I know.
I prepared some questions, but I think I'll open the floor up to you, Billy. What would you like to talk about today?
Can you hear me good?
Yes, we can hear you just fine, Billy. Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So, do you want to talk to my dad first, or do you want to talk to me first?
I'd like to talk to you briefly first. Because I always enjoy talking to you, Billy, and then we can bring in your dad.
Okay.
Great, great. Billy, how does the ascension process look on planet Earth now? I know that it's been quite a struggle. There's a lot of negative forces still left on planet Earth. But I know also that many people are waking up, and the planet as a whole now is irrevocably ascending into the higher dimensions. What do you see from your perspective? And also a second question is, how can people make this planet a better place, Billy?
Well, how can they make it a better place?
Yeah.
By changing their attitude.
Okay.
One.
Okay.
Changing their attitude to a positive attitude.
Okay.
And stay there as much as possible.
Okay, that's good.
Because when you're in a positive attitude, then the climate is a fair climate.
Right.
And when you start getting negativity into that, then you start having storms.
Right.
Hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, all
right.
that stuff.
Right.
Because your attitude has a direct bearing on Mother Nature.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yes. Interesting. Okay, that's good.
That's good.
There was a story that Alex Collier, who's from the Andromeda constellation civilization, told me years ago, and I want to share it with you, Billy. And
Go ahead. He
said that when he was up visiting his friends from Andromeda, I think Morinet was one of them, that when there were other Andromedan children who are humans visiting him on this spacecraft, they almost got very scared when they first saw him, because their parents told them that there was an Earth human on the craft. And they'd heard that many Earth humans are very negative and can be aggressive. So their first reaction to meeting Alex Collier for the first time was they wanted to run away from him. But it was only until the parents told him that he was okay guy and that it was all right to meet with him that they came back. But
yeah.
I remember that because I think things have gotten better. That was like 10 years ago or so with Alex. But things I think have gotten better. I would hope so, anyway, and because I know the vibrations of the planet are rising, And all of us working together now are working very hard to make it a better place with the Ascension process. So,
That's true.
You know, and what the work you do is just is so wonderful, Billy. And it's so you're so brave and courageous to speak out the way you do about all kinds of issues to help people. One of the things I like about you, Billy, is that you genuinely care about humanity and you also help people heal themselves. Could you talk about a little bit about that? Because I'm sure there are people out there today who'd love some advice about a healing or how to get healing, how to heal themselves.
Well, to do that, I'm going to have to go back in the Bible, because in the Bible, in the New Testament, Old Testament, God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities. That's in the Dead Sea Scroll. But that's not in your modern Bible, because they didn't want to put it in there because it would have taken their power away.
Oh, I see.
So that's why the Bibles of today do not have the absolute truth in it, in the old Scripture. But the Dead Sea Scroll stated, God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities. Now, immediately that lets you know that you're gods and goddesses, beyond a doubt. And you have the power to heal yourself.
Beautiful.
You have the power to heal others. From the smallest child to the eldest of elder is a healer.
Wow.
And that's a fact. It's not it's not an idea. It's not a belief. It's a fact. And so everyone out there that's listening, you have the power to heal. You have the power to purify your food that you eat. I can tell you right now, I can give you an example. You can do it right now while you're listening.
Okay.
Grab a glass of juice, or grab a, if you don't have juice, get water. Or anything you're drinking, put it in front of you.
Okay.
Rub your hands together and place your right hand, the edge of your right hand, on the table right next to you on the right side of your glass, of your juice.
Okay.
Take your left hand and join the last three fingertips with your thumb tip.
Okay.
That will create an opening underneath your thumb. Your index finger will be straight out. And you bring that down on the left side of your glass or food or whatever you have to have in between your hands. And you do that for like between 3 to 5 minutes. And well, first you taste your liquid first, or your whatever you're eating. You taste it first. Then you do this technique. And it will purify what you're eating and what you're drinking. In as little as 5 minutes, you will have 100% different flavor of your drink or your food. And that will show you that that's the God power that you're using to purify your own food or drink.
That's wonderful. I have to share this little story with you. Michiko of Hayashi, the Emoto Peace Project, is with me. And she told me the story once where Dr. Emoto would sometimes buy cheap wine, and then he would bless it this way, Billy, and turn it into the most incredible tasting $100 a bottle wine that you've ever tasted. Did he do that, Mitchie?
I tried that too at home, and it really works.
It really works. Yeah.
We create whatever we think.
Another thing is, out in the desert, people have actually used this technique to purify water that had been standing for months or weeks, whatever. And, bad water, right?
They
took a canteen cup and dipped it into the standing water, set the cup down, and did that technique. And after they were done, they had purified water.
Wow, that's amazing.
That
is amazing.
That is a testament that you have the power to purify whatever you're eating or drinking.
Wow, that's wonderful. What a gift you've given us today, Billy. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And, of course, my father would tell you the same thing.
But
still, I mean, I've talked to people that have like well water, and they've got bad water in their well water, or whatever, and they just told them, go out to your pump, rub your hands together, put them on both sides of your pump, coming out of the ground, on the both sides of your pump, for about 5 minutes, and then after that, pump water out of it. Mm-hmm. It'll be pure.
Oh my goodness! What a gift you've given us. Thank you. Thank you so much, Billy. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Would you like to say anything else, my friend, before we bring in your dad?
Yeah. Just remember, if you have children, teach mm-hmm. them this technique about, purification.
Sure.
And they can amaze their friends at school
mm-hmm.
or at lunch or
right.
whatever
mm-hmm.
because they can purify whatever whatever they're eating or drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And you have that power within you.
Wow.
That's an outward sign that you are God and you are goddesses
mm-hmm.
and you are healers, no matter what other people think or anything else.
Right.
You simply say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. And then you say, if you're a man, you say, I'm from the God of my being.
Right.
If you're a woman, the goddess of my being. And you say, I'm completely healed of, fill in the blank. And then after that, after 5 minutes, it's done.
Wow. That's
whatever it is.
Wonderful.
It's done.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Billy, for sharing that. That's a valuable gift you just gave all my listeners everywhere.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Now I'll bring my dad through.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this day?
Wonderful. Zori, it's so good to talk to you again.
Indeed.
Zora, as you know, there's many things happening on the planet right now. But
indeed.
If I could ask you a silly question, we're still on track for ascension, aren't we, even though we have some challenges?
Everyone is on track for ascension.
Okay.
Wonderful. I understand Terra Crista, or Mother Gaia, or whatever you wish to call her,
uh-huh.
your planet, has already ascended to the fifth dimension.
Mm.
Now, you are catching up with her.
Ah, okay.
So that is why many people are having symptoms such as ringing of the ears and drowsiness and wanting to sleep all the time, because what's called the dimension is shifting.
Mm-hmm.
And as it shifts, of course, there's going to be different things, different symptoms that people are going to experience.
Sure.
Now, for ringing, you simply, in your ears, you simply rub your hands together and place one on either side over each ear for about 5 minutes. Simply say, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I receive. And then you say, from the God or goddess of my being, whichever you happen to be, that I am completely healed of this ringing in my ears.
Mm.
And as soon as you say that, the ringing disappears.
Oh, my goodness. That's...
And that is one outward sign for that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, people are always under the fear of what you call nuclear holocaust or nuclear war.
Sure.
I will tell you this. Your planet is slated for ascension. No harm is going to come to your planet, period.
Wow.
There's not going to be a nuclear holocaust is going to decimate the planet. Because understand this, if we were to allow this to occur, which we will not, if we were to allow it to occur, surely the surface would be decimated. But also the pollution, or the what you call fallout,
mm-hmm.
would eventually find its way into our world of the hollow earth.
That's true.
And that cannot be allowed. So therefore, there will not be ever a nuclear holocaust.
My goodness.
Ever.
Good news. Good news.
Now, also, your planet has, as I said, has been slated for ascension. It is under the protection of the Galactic Federation. And an example of that is quite simple. A few years back, you had what was termed as a meteor over Russia. And
right.
It exploded. Now, they misinformed you as to the size of that meteor
mm-hmm.
or asteroid.
Right.
The asteroid, they said, was about the size of a small bus.
Mm-hmm.
However, it was 150 miles in diameter.
That's
Had it struck your planet, we would not be speaking right now.
That's true. My goodness.
So, my vessel was dispatched to rid the issue away.
Wow.
I caught up with it through the tail, dematerialized my ship, rematerialized inside of the asteroid, turned force field on fully, exited the structure.
Mm-hmm.
The force field was already in creating the force in the center.
Mm-hmm.
Imploded the asteroid,
mm-hmm.
and you can see that on if you look it up on YouTube. You can see where there's an object going through the tail, disappearing, mm-hmm. reappearing in front,
wow.
and continuing on, and the asteroid implodes.
My goodness!
So that is an outward sign to you that you are under the protection of the Galactic Federation.
Oh, my goodness.
Also,
that's wonderful.
Now, also, people are worried about what you call a polar ship, you know, a complete polar, geographical
right.
polar ship.
Mm-hmm.
That will not happen either. As I said, your planet is slated for ascension.
Right.
Therefore, it is fully protected.
Right.
We have vessels that are in orbit around your planet
mm-hmm.
that are stabilizing the entire planet.
Wow.
It will never flip.
Hmm. Well, that's a change in Earth history, isn't it, Zora? Because in the past, there has been flips of the planet, and it ended up destroying much of civilization. Didn't that?
Indeed. But
yeah.
That will never happen again.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful.
Ever.
Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful.
You are fully protected.
Right.
And fully what you call being, because once you became what you call a member of the Galactic Federation of Planets, you became a full, under their full protection. So therefore, your planet cannot be decimated. It cannot be what you call with nuclear fire and all of this. It cannot be and will not be.
Wow, that's wonderful news.
Fully protected.
That's wonderful news. That's wonderful news.
We have been doing what was termed as sending our ships out,
right.
and we have positioned them over what you call missile bases
mm-hmm.
throughout your planet, globally.
Mm-hmm.
And we would simply shut down their missiles.
Wow, that's amazing. You were doing that, too, during the during the 80s and 90s, or at least during the 80s?
All the way back to the 40s and 50s and 60s.
Oh, my goodness. Weren't there a lot of instances where either Soviet, Russian, or American generals hit the launch button for a nuclear weapon to be fired at each other's countries?
And nothing happened.
You shut down the launch control mechanisms.
Indeed.
My goodness. Thank you on behalf of all of humanity for doing that.
We have the capacity to open the ocean floor to allow our ship to exit from Hollow Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You term it the Bermuda Triangle or the Devil's Triangle.
Right.
That is a doorway mm-hmm. that we open to allow vessels to go out. In some cases, some surface vessels or aircraft get caught up in that vortex and are drawn in. So we have many people in the center of our world
mm-hmm.
that have gone through that phenomenon, thinking that they were going to pass or ascend, and they did not.
Well,
they simply reappeared in the sky of Hollow Earth.
Oh, interesting. My goodness.
So, Amelia Earhart is one.
Uh-huh.
There's seven flyers from the Naval Air Station
mm-hmm.
of Muscle Shoals, Flight 19, I believe you term it.
Uh-huh.
And they're inside.
Oh, really? Interesting.
And, Amelia Earhart is inside. Much taller now, and her skin tone is that of a turquoise pallor, but
uh-huh.
she's there.
Well,
so are the other airmen. And many of that people who have disappeared in the Bermuda Triangle. There was a cabin cruiser, I believe, was down. The,
mm-hmm.
the witchcraft had vanished.
Right.
Appeared in the ocean in Hollow Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so not die. Mm-hmm. Another thing is you had what was called an incident with one of your shuttles. I believe it was called
Challenger.
The Challenger.
Yeah, the Challenger shuttle. Okay.
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened that day.
Okay.
One of our vessels was in your skies observing the launch.
Right.
And the Challenger took off, and as it began to roll, there was our vessel that was observing it simply reported down to Hollow Earth that there was a problem. And mm-hmm. the problem was that one of the rockets on one side had ruptured, and it mm-hmm. was about to explode.
Mm-hmm.
And so we simply sent a beam from the ocean. I restruck the pilot's cabin mm-hmm. and removed all of the astronauts out of the craft 60 seconds before it exploded.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
They are inside. The teacher was on the vessel.
Mm-hmm.
She is alive and well. And so is all the other astronauts as well.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's wonderful.
So that is what is, which is transpiring. And and of course, they will be returned also mm-hmm. To the surface at the time that disclosure is announced. And galactic disclosure. And when that occurs, of course, your seven astronauts are going to be deposited on the White House lawn.
Oh, my goodness. What a reunion that will be.
That will be a quite wonderful reunion.
Wow.
Also, they will also be mentors because they are being taught how to use their God powers and how to use the highly developed gifts that mm-hmm. have been given them mm-hmm. and taught how to use them. So they will be mentors, but they will also be healers. And extremely powerful healer
mm-hmm.
because of the time that they have been in Hollow Earth. They have learned how to use their inbred gifts.
Zora, pardon me. We've got about 2.5 minutes, 2 minutes, 45 seconds left. And I was going to ask you quickly, how soon do you think this will happen?
How soon do I think what will happen?
What they'll be deposited in the White House lawn.
It will be the time when what is called the Galactic Federation comes to give galactic disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
And what you call, what will transpire at that time is you will be watching TV or you will be listening to your radio or you will be on a computer. And then suddenly the screen will go snowy. And then an image will appear in that communication device,
mm-hmm.
or the TV, or what you call the iPad, and things of this nature.
Right.
And there will be an image there of Sananda. And Sananda will be announcing the Galactic Federation's presence.
Wonderful, wonderful. We've got about a little less than 2 minutes left, Zora, and I want to give you the rest of the time to...
Just remember, as I said before, you are God.
Mm-hmm.
You are goddesses.
Okay.
And you are healers. Never forget that.
All right.
Always understand that you have the power within you.
Right.
I will also say one last thing, mm-hmm. that my beloved Zareya
mm-hmm.
has undergone an operation.
Okay.
On the surface that has turned her hermaphrodite body
mm-hmm.
into a full female.
Okay.
So she is now full and complete female.
Okay.
You do not call her a he.
All right.
She is a she.
Okay.
Indeed.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Zora. Wait, I have one quick question. We've got 40 seconds left. Please ask Zora.
The RV is happening right now.
Oh, my goodness. That's beautiful news. That's beautiful news.
It is happening now, and you will get word of it between now and Monday.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. Real quick, a lady, Sonia, wants to ask how to make your own headbands. But maybe we'll try that for the next show.
You want to tell her she needs to contact Christine Light.
Kristen Lund.
She's the one who's been designated to make the headband.
Okay.
And okay. You can go to the website.
All right. Thank you.
You can email her.
Okay.
At
thank you.
Helping the number to rise and at Gmail.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay.
And go directly to her.
Okay. Sarah,
she
thank you so much for coming.
She has all of the instructions to make them.
Okay.
And personalize
okay.
them.
Okay.
And go through her.
Okay.
And they are on sale for $99.
All right. Thank you so much, Sarah, for coming on today. I hope you have a beautiful and happy weekend. Thank you so much.